Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy. Kid Craddock in the morning.
We'll tell you how you can go check out Miley Cyrus, host of MTV Video Music Awards, coming up here.
Yeah, Miley.
I have a feeling this might be one of the most memorable ones ever with Miley Cyrus.
In Miley we trust, JC.
Well, you do. I don't know if Kelly does.
I got the t-shirt. Wore it this past Sunday.
I'm torn because I know I have to watch it for work. I don't have to, I guess.
But yeah,
I
should be nice to you. Should, yeah.
I don't want to.
I just
want to
watch it because I really do think Miley Cyrus is going to do something extremely lewd.
It's usually...
Yeah, but what can she top? How can she top it unless she just actually does it on stage
you
with somebody?
You
that,
know what,
that would be... I think that's all that's left for her.
You know what I think she's going to do?
What?
And I'm calling it right now because they can fix this on TV. She's going to walk out completely nude.
No, she's not.
Well, she comes as close as she can.
I know she like, does.
She puts one little patch of electrical tape over her nipples, which... I just imagine the process of getting that removed every night must be a little painful.
Extremely painful.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
that's what I'm
duct tape. Black tape probably wouldn't be so bad. Duct tape.
Yeah. Whew. Well. So either completely nude or body painted, but no clothes.
Shocking. And see, the fact that you even predict that means it's not shocking.
It is shocking. If somebody, nobody's ever done that during an award show.
They did it like 2 weeks ago up in, they had a nude bike ride. People were riding bikes. Naked.
Yeah.
People, they do this every year.
Well, they do naked
year.
Runs, too.
They do this every year, apparently, but they just seeing the pictures, and the pictures online, they show everything. And these people are just riding. Guys, I'm like, dude.
And when we're sitting down, it's not very flattering.
It's it's hard enough when you're wearing those bicycle pants that have the pad on them. Your butt still hurts.
Ow. I wouldn't want to share those bikes.
No, never probably not.
And you never know what celebrity is going to be calling the show because we're having a rock star challenge.
Rockstar competition.
This is to get the big suite during our family vacation in a couple weeks. 2,500 square foot suite.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal. Big Al Max says he has a feeling that
feeling.
The hotline may ring today.
I think it's going to ring.
And you never know what celebrity rock star will be calling the show.
And I haven't even gone to the ones
Great
that
links.
I figured. No. I haven't even gone to the ones that I figured would probably call.
For sure. Okay.
I haven't even gone there.
Okay.
Yet.
I got you. Okay. See how it goes. Yeah, we'll Kelly, Jenna, and me, we're all working extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one
ace
in the hole.
Jenna allegedly has like a big one that could potentially happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelly, definitely.
You just don't know.
Kelly, for sure.
He's always kind of amazed because the kid had some folks' phone numbers, like John Bon Jovi or, you know, he could just pick up phone and call them just in a heartbeat. And every once in a while, he would. I'm like, dang, I sure wish I had a couple of people's phone numbers. You know, over the years, I've gotten a few.
But what do you do with them?
Right. Because then you're like, once you use it.
What are you going to do
with it? You don't want to be annoying with it.
I was just telling our producer, I said, once you do this, like for this competition, you can't do that anymore. You know, because then.
No.
You know,
there's no friendship anymore.
You've got one bullet that you could possibly use with a celebrity. So you have to like pick and choose when you want to use that bullet.
Well, there's one that I hit up that I don't talk to regularly, but we do exchange from time to time. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I saw this. Good job. And they respond.
Mm-hmm.
But when I sent this one.
Nothing?
Nothing.
It's something, man.
Now you're using me, bro.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
and
so,
I'm happy
we'll
to
see.
Say, Gavin sometimes calls me out of the blue.
Right.
Gavin DeGraw I'm talking about. I mean, like the other day, I know I pick up that name I just dropped. But I was going to say, hey, what's up? It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, nothing. I guess he was drunk.
He just called you.
He's probably just drunk, you know. Just.
That's cool.
Whatever, yeah.
So is it Gavin calling today?
No.
Oh, okay.
My boy.
Gavin DeGraw, super talented.
Yep.
The other day, or was it yesterday, Al, you did the Pledge of Allegiance.
I did.
And you thought instead of indivisible,
I thought it was
individual.
Individual, yes.
And you learned something new that day.
And, yeah, I knew it could kind of go either way, but I really had never thought about it very much, and I hadn't said the Pledge of Allegiance in a long time.
Yeah, since probably elementary school.
But I did it, and I said, I pledge allegiance to the flag. Individual. I said individual.
Right.
And Kelly goes, she corrected me. She goes, indivisible. I'm like, oh, okay.
You got tweets, though, right?
Got a lot of, I got some tweets that I thought it was individual, too. Been saying it like that my whole life.
There you go.
There you go.
You learn something.
You never know.
And this is along the lines here, too. This is something that, and I assume it's more of a girl thing.
Okay.
But you've probably lived your life not doing this.
Doing something one way.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be another way.
Okay.
By the way, if you've learned anything new in the past few months or in the last year that you didn't know before, and you're like, mm-hmm. I just learned that I've been doing this wrong, give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Like Donsley, I thought that was like a word.
Yeah.
By the Donsley light.
I didn't know what it was, but right. I questioned it. But I found out.
I didn't know until college. I always thought the wind chill.
Uh-huh.
When they say wind chill on the weather.
Right.
I thought it was windshield. Like they were taking the temperature from the windshield. Because, you know, I would get in the car and then be listening to the weather on the way to school. I didn't realize this until college.
The windshield factor. That's the temperature of your windshield.
What's the windshield factor?
That's pretty good.
Real standout thing for me that I was like, oh my gosh,
that's
I'm in
funny.
College. I'm like, that they're saying wind chill.
My girlfriend got to college, and that's when she found out in class in front of everyone that the moon didn't set in the morning. She thought the moon set every morning, just like the sun rises and sunsets.
Right.
She thought the moon rises and moon sets or whatever.
All right.
That's embarrassing.
Hey, we all have.
Let's go watch the moonset.
You know, that's different than a word thing, because I've said this before, and I still have trouble with a couple of things.
What?
I thought it was Chester drawers. I thought they were drawers.
I did too. I did too.
Chester drawers. It's chest of drawers. I did not know that until I was like,
you
yeah.
taught me. You
yeah,
taught
that
me.
Makes sense. It's a chest of drawers, not Chester drawers.
Uh-huh.
Chester
you drawers. Taught me.
I didn't know. And then also, is it wheelbarrow or wheelbarrel?
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
Wheel.
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 No,
wheel.
Wheelbarrel or wheelbarrow?
Barrow.
I don't know.
It? Wheelbarrow.
Barrow.
Wheelbarrow?
It's a barrow. That has a W.
It's a wheelbarrow.
We'll figure that one out.
Okay, wheel. It's definitely wheel.
Yeah, wheel.
Barrow.
But is it barrel,
barrel
or barrow?
B-A-R-R-O-W.
Wheelbarrow.
Barrow.
Thank you. Why is it a wheelbarrow? What's a wheelbarrow?
Everybody thought, yeah,
that
everybody does
like
say
a
wheelbarrow.
Barrel on wheels.
Right? Yeah, but this is a barrow.
Yeah, it's a barrow.
What's a barrow? Oh. What is a barrow?
I don't know. Probably the thing that's on top of the wheels, Kelly.
These are things we learn as we grow up. You're like,
exactly.
I've been saying this wrong my whole life.
Okay.
So they put up an article on BuzzFeed, and this girl named Chelsea Smith posted something on Twitter. And this girl is not famous. She doesn't have millions of followers. She mm-hmm. has like a few hundred followers.
Okay.
And she posted, oh, I've been living my life all wrong. She realized that your earrings, when you go buy earrings.
Jenna happens to have a pair with the example you're just talking about.
Yep.
So you have the earring portion that has the thing you
the
you put through
pointy
the hole.
Part.
Yeah,
the little pointy part.
Yeah,
we're scientific.
And then you have the thing that
back.
Hooks the back of it.
The clasp.
An earring in a back.
Well, yeah.
I think it's called the post.
That wouldn't be a clasp.
I think
it's
called the earring post.
Yeah, there's the post in the back.
And we're talking, yeah, obviously for
the pointy part is the post.
Okay. Yeah.
And you got the back.
So she posted a picture of her holding the earring with the back on it, and it has a plastic portion. It's like a ring, like a plastic ring.
It's a washer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
And then next to it, it's her same hand, but she removed the plastic from the back, and she put, after my 19 years of living, I have now realized that you're supposed to take the plastic part off. And then Twitter exploded.
Yeah, this has gone crazy.
It's gone like, crazy.
Gone crazy viral. It's been retweeted over 35,000 times, maybe even more at this point. Caroline Craddock, Kid's daughter, posted.
She fell for it.
Or did you fall for it? Because I don't know. I don't know.
What happened was the girl's plastic thing broke off, and she realized, oh, maybe that wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. The plastic thing's supposed to be there.
It is supposed to be there.
Yeah, there's hot debates on fashion blogs that I've seen, because the thing is, you don't need it necessarily, but the earrings that come with it, it's normally because they're heavy.
Yeah.
And just like Al said, as a washer, it gives extra support.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I used to take
a earring. You'll start sagging in your earlobe, and you want it to stay up.
Right. They
said
they started
right.
making these when people were ripping earrings out.
Like
back in the day when the backs were all the same, and girls would just have these heavy, heavy earrings on, and the back can come through your ear hole, but it cannot come through when there's a plastic washer protector on like that.
Okay. Oh, so it goes on the backside. Okay, I thought it was.
I mean, technically it could, I guess, if you really break it and pull it, but.
So don't fall for it. Don't break all the plastic.
So you should keep that on?
Keep it on.
Okay. So she has been living life right.
Yeah, everybody's like, my life has been a lie. Yeah. I'm like, oh, girl, I hope that's the worst problem you have to deal with today.
But they learned something.
So this post is incorrect.
The post is incorrect.
But now
plastic is supposed to be there, but it is optional.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a pair of earrings that the back broke off. The plastic finally broke off. It wears off eventually. And I'm like, I always try to wiggle it and maneuver
it back
on because it looks better. The earring sits better on your ear.
Mm-hmm.
So you learned something that was wrong, and now we learned that it was right.
Just because it's on the internet does not make it true. You have to find
that
out the hard way
out.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Let's
and that's another thing. We were talking off the other day. Found out the hard way. We should do a whole bit on that. I found out the hard way.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I found out. Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll have to work on that later.
Yeah, we need to find out what we found out the hard way.
All right.
We do.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. What are we calling for?
If you found out, you just found out
something. You learned something new.
Yeah, you learned something new.
Okay. Yeah. Jessica, what did you realize recently?
Well, the phrase might as well, I always thought it was minus well, and I was texting my best friend, and I was like, well, you might as well do this, and I typed it, M-I-N-U-S, and she texted it back, might as well, and I was like, what are you talking about? So that's how it's said.
How dare you
and
correct me?
And I had
me.
No idea.
Might as well.
She was the first one to
and
correct you?
I still do it, and I'll catch myself.
Might as well. We had one
that
of those.
Really embarrassing.
I know.
That kid hated was, is it regardless? Irregardless?
Irregardless.
Irregardless, he hated can't care less or couldn't care less or could care less.
Yeah, yeah, like what's the way you're supposed to say it, the way you're not supposed to say it. I don't know.
He made us all super
paranoid.
Paranoid about the couldn't.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
I was like, I don't know what to say.
Thank you so much for your call, Jessica. You might as well call us later, okay?
Might as well.
Might as well.
I love that one.
That's the way she heard it.
Yep.
Yeah, the couldn't care less. It makes sense, though.
Yeah, because if you could care less, there's more room to care less.
Exactly.
Right.
If you really don't
about,
care.
Yeah. This is about hearing and mispronouncing something.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, that's true. My bad.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, I just learned that I'm doing this wrong. Yeah.
Jennifer, what did you just learn? Jennifer?
Jennifer? It's completely silent. It's like she's not even, like, there's not even connection.
Jennifer? I'll put her on hold. Maybe she's got
another call.
Some reception problems there.
All right.
We'll go here with Tyler. What's going on, Tyler? What'd you just learn?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
So, not sure when I learned this exactly, but when I was a kid, I always thought the alphabet, that L-M-N-O-P, was one letter.
When did you realize that wasn't the case?
I don't remember when I actually put it all together. I know it was when I was younger. But for the longest time, I always thought it was one solid letter together.
L-M-N-O-P.
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 When you have kids, you should name one of them L-M-N-O-P.
How you spell that?
L-M-N-O-P.
L-M-N-O-P. That's funny.
That is a fun word to say. L-M-N-O-P.
That sounds like a little girl name, L-M-N-O-P.
L-M-N-O-P.
Like a proper British
name. Come
here, L-M-N-O-P.
L-M-N-O-P.
Call her Ellie for short.
Keep these going on Facebook, because we all have these.
Yeah, sure.
Even Kelly Raspberry had
them. I did.
This guy taught me one time, I was in about the eighth grade, that you could drop a balled up piece of paper.
Yeah.
And a water bottle. You hold your hands up in the air, and you drop them both at the same time. And even though one weighs a whole lot more, they'll hit the ground at the same time.
Yeah, gravity.
Gravity.
You never did that in school? They used to.
Well, I guess that's where I learned it. But I was like, no, it couldn't be because, you know, this weighs, you know, 2 pounds
the
or whatever.
The paper's going to float.
Yeah. No.
But if you don't ball it up, then the paper can float a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. You get a little drag.
Why were you sharing that just now?
Because that's when I learned it later in life.
Didn't they teach that in your vast private school education?
They probably did.
You did that grade 2 years in a row.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, we're going to be giving away $1,000 a day until we go on our family vacation.
Love it, love it, love it.
Again, just identify the clip from the movie, and it has to do with a vacation movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not the vacation, but a movie where they go on vacation.
And
that's it. You know how much you could do with $1,000 for vacation?
A lot.
Like a super cool road trip, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the airfares are going down. You can fly somewhere, you know?
Absolutely.
I want to try to book a flight where I get to fly on Virgin Air.
I do, too.
Because I keep hearing how wonderful it is, but it just never works out for me to fly on them.
It just automatically looks like you're in a club when you're
on
a spaceship. Yeah.
I want to see. Because when you walk by their kiosk and stuff at the airport terminal, there's like music playing. It's like a little nightclub right there.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. At least once I got to fly them.
That's great.
And even when you get on and you're about to fly, you know how they tell you what to do in case of an emergency. They have Roderick. He did a song.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Roderick.
Todrick. I'm sorry. Todrick does a whole song and it's entertaining. You actually want to watch the song.
Yeah.
And not just put your headphones in and not listen to the ladies tell you how to survive.
Kind of important.
Elena Davies is in here.
Good morning.
Elena?
Hi.
Yes.
How's it going?
It's going great, Elena. We're celebrating Tinder Tuesday.
What's the brother count this week, Elena?
actually, you don't discriminate. You date white boys,
I
too,
do,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I've only really had one boyfriend.
How old are you again?
I'm 24, but only for a couple more weeks.
Yeah. Elena, do guys call the show and hit on you when you're back there answering the phones?
It's happened a couple times. Yeah. Maybe like guys who've listened to the show pretty often and know who I am and follow me on Instagram or something, well, and they'll be like, oh, hey, by the way, you're hot. And I'm like, thanks.
What bit are you calling for again?
but you didn't win tickets. Sorry.
Right.
What's the weight of your heart? Miller Lite or?
Miller Lite and just like jokes. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Jokes? Got jokes?
Yeah. Right. Funny over everything. Right. That's what'll get me.
There you have it, fellas.
Or just like, what team do you play for? Almost the
I mean, Elena's been having a lot of luck with the professional athlete world for some reason.
Yeah. For some reason.
Like they just want to hang out and they think she's fun.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, she I am fun. Really fun.
She
so.
Is fun. I'll give
Do you discriminate between starters, though?
I mean, I got to Google you a little bit.
Second string, okay? How about special teams?
Well, I mean, if I have to. If I have to stoop.
Special teamers.
But no, I really don't discriminate. I've had one boyfriend, and he was half black, half white. Mm. And we dated for several years. And so, you know, I guess... but I don't have a type necessarily. White guys are cool too.
Right.
Hit me up.
Hashtag white guys are cool too.
So what's going on in the dating world, Elena, that Kelly and Jenna need to know about?
Oh, you know, well, I have been doing it the old fashioned way, you know, meeting guys just out and about. Mm-hmm. And now that football season's starting back up. Yeah,
no. You got to go to regular guys again.
I got to go back to Bumble and Tinder. Gah. But I'm actually, just while I have this opportunity, David from Bumble, I don't know your last name, but I'm not going to be able to leave work and go get in bed with you. I'm so sorry.
Say what?
Oh, my gosh. See, this is...
That's why I'm like, that's why I lose hope so often, because I matched with this guy yesterday, and,
oh my God.
You know, he's seems nice enough. We're talking a little bit, and then... Of course, messages me at like 2 a.m. or something, 2:30, and was like, hey, sorry, I've been out. Like, I don't know if you're still up. So I text him at like 4:30 when I am up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no problem. It's cool. And then he gets back to me while I'm up here. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm at work. You? And he's like, I'm in bed. And I was like, cool. Must be nice. He's like, yeah, you should come get in.
No. Do not respond. When a guy texts you at 2:30, do not respond.
I think that's what it is. I think that he thinks it's like a flirty thing, but I'm like, I don't know you. Like, you're a stranger. I'm not getting in your bed.
Guys are lazy enough as it is.
Come get
Oh my gosh, it's gotten. I don't think it could get worse.
You have to buy you a beer.
It's not possible.
No, right?
Come take a nap with me. That's going to be our date.
Which is weird. What's the ratio of lewd messages compared to the real ones you get?
Oh, at like a solid 50-50.
50-50.
It goes either way.
Okay.
Jenna, what about you? When you were on Tinder, what was a lewd message to real message?
The thing is, you have to match to get a message.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't match people. You were too...
She's just good with the exes.
Yeah, you're just looking.
Yeah, you're swiping left all the time.
Right. I'm just like not excited about anyone that I've met. I haven't found anyone different, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
When you get burned by someone... Then everyone that's kind of the same, you're just like, meh, all right, next, on to the next, on to the next. I just haven't been that excited about anyone lately. I'm open to it, though.
Kelly.
I think the turnover ratio is just so quick on these dating apps, because it's like you get to talking to somebody and then you have this hope. And then, you know, a couple days later, they do something, you know, inappropriate
creepy.
Or creepy or sketchy, or they are flaky about something, or they're too persistent, like they get mad.
They're
that
nagging.
I can't. Guys are the worst about like, hey, I'm out right now, come meet me. And I'm like, I'm washing my sheets. I haven't, you know, showered in a week. don't have any clean clothes. Not gonna be able to make it out.
No.
Then they're mad. You invited me 30 minutes ago.
Right. Like,
let me know.
What happened? You got to be spontaneous. Fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
I can be spontaneous, but I might smell bad.
Right. We don't want that.
You should showered just in case.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, did you get any lewd messages when you were doing Tinder?
No. I didn't swipe right a lot, but, you know, I guess the older you get.
And you had a picture of your daughter on there. I think that helped a lot with the creepers.
It wasn't my profile picture, but I put a normal picture, and then another normal picture, and then a picture of me and my kid.
Yeah.
Because I think people, when they post pictures with their children, it's like, I'm kind of seriously looking, not just for the come cuddle in bed thing.
And there's something, you just can't say anything lewd to a mommy. when their daughter's on
picture. People can.
Well, they do.
Yeah, they
do.
Don't care.
People do.
Yeah. But I didn't have that experience. I think that comes when you get a little bit older, too.
Right.
When you're in your 20s, it's like, I'll just throw it out there and see what sticks.
Well, especially because it started as a hookup app. So people think, well, what else are you looking for?
And it says a lot about the ladies that are on this app, too, because the fact that these guys are still trying stuff like that means that it's working with someone.
Oh, absolutely.
Like that they're saying, like, hey, why don't you just, like, roll through? And girls are like, yeah, sounds good.
You never hear a guy complaining and saying, girls are so gross on Tinder to me. I've never heard that. It's never turned around that way. But you do have a funny emoji thing you're doing with online dating.
Yeah, I mean, I try to mix it up.
This is cool.
So on Bumble, the female has to message first. So I'm not the hey, what's up kind of girl.
Uh-huh.
I can't be that girl. Every girl is that girl. So I got to do something different. So I normally will throw out some like weird lines or... you know, do something funny. But lately I've been doing send your top five emojis that describe you.
Top five emojis that describe you.
So as my first message, it's, you know, kind of a icebreaker and like a way to get to know them. Mm-hmm. And so that's been kind of fun. But then obviously it also weeds out the creepers pretty quick too, because there's some emojis in there that I want to see on my first message.
Like what?
Well, I mean, like the eggplant.
Maybe they like eggplant pasta.
Maybe they love
eggplant emoji.
Yeah, it's the purple one.
It's the purple one.
What does it mean?
It's valid.
Is it a dirty thing?
Yeah. Or there's some other ones that are, you know,
eggplant is dirty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I go on a date and order eggplant parmesan, wink, wink, are they going to get the wrong idea?
No.
It's the emoji, Kelly. It's the closest.
It's just phallic.
Like, if you're hungry and you're going to go on a date, Kelly, you wouldn't want to send the guy, like, man, I really want some eggplant, but send the emoji. Because if you send that, he's going to think something else.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
What's
he going to,
I'm telling you.
Do y'all need to explain this to me later?
Probably off the air.
That's just eggplant?
Well, that's just ridiculous.
It is.
Because it's not that
color. What other emoji? What
it's not that color.
Well.
Oh, my God.
No. And if it is, you should go to the hospital.
To be fair.
Sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Elena, how do we keep up with your Tinder and Bumble escapades?
Oh, just come follow me, please.
On Instagram.
And Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. It's Elena Davies, ELENADAVIES.
Elena, real quick, in your expert opinion, is it too soon for me to get back on Tinder? How much longer do I need to wait?
You know, I think that's a valid topic. I think you can, if you feel ready, you should get on out there. If anything, it's a distraction. And I think that's a big thing post-breakup.
I don't want to waste people's time. I don't want to go on there and be just, you know.
Well, if you find the right guy, the right guy.
Yeah, if you find the right guy, then he's there. If not, you're, you know, just meeting new people. And there's nothing wrong with that.
That wasn't really a good answer.
I'm so sorry.
You don't like that one? You want to redo?
Quiet order.
Yes, get on Tinder.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's what you wanted to hear.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
That nice young lady you would take home to mama is going to be hosting the MTV Video Music Awards.
Hey, you know what? She puts on a great show. I came back from vacation early so I wouldn't miss her show. She's awesome.
And I was there with you, Al, I can't talk. I just got a message from Stephanie, and she's like, hey, I heard you guys are giving away a trip to the MTV VMAs. I want to take my sister. I didn't hear how to win. We're telling you right now, Stephanie.
Yep.
We're going to announce a photo theme each day. You can enter with a photo or a video of yourself if you want to post it up on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook using the hashtag KidNationVMA. And that's Kid Nation with two D's. K-I-D-D, Nation, VMA.
Okay.
Post that on Instagram or Twitter. The winner will be announced on air on Friday, August 14th. And we want to make sure that you watch the MTV Video Music Awards on Sunday, August 30th. They're at 9, 8 Central, only on MTV. And today's theme, Jenna, you get to pick it.
Yes. Today's theme is beef.
Beef?
What?
It's what's for dinner.
It's what's for dinner.
Interpret it however you like. Baby, now we got but there's a lot of beefs going on surrounding year's MTV VMAs.
Okay.
The beef mainly between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj. You also got Ed Sheeran and Bruno Mars who played into the beef.
Beef.
So that's going to be the photo theme. Photo, video, however you want to interpret that. Maybe you want to throw up a diptych, which is where you do like a photo of yourself.
Do I have to blur it?
No, this is where you combine photos.
So my head went up. I'm like, what?
It could be a photo of you and who you have a beef with, okay. A photo of you and a celebrity you have a beef with. Maybe you're just eating a nice steak.
Yeah.
Beef. All right.
Maybe you want to throw out a little beef to a celebrity and do a little rap quickly.
Exactly. So video, photo, do whatever your beefy heart desires. That's today's heart. Theme. If you want to win a trip to the MTV VMAs, just make sure with this photo and video when you Instagram and tweet it.
Yeah, we'll hook you up with a trip for two to L.A. You'll be at the MTV VMAs. You'll get a celeb-packed VIP weekend. You're going to stay at the hottest hotel, and you'll get $150 to shop at Top Shop. Or Top Man.
Yep. Just make sure with this beef photo, you hashtag Kid Nation VMA. KIDD Nation VMA.
Boom. There's no wrong picture. Use your imagination. And runner-ups will get hooked up with a Mophie power station.
Cool. Make sure
I love Mophie.
Make sure that phone does not run out of battery so you can keep taking pictures.
So I'm looking through CNN earlier today, and I saw this headline. It said, did China rip off Disney's Frozen to get awarded the 2022 Olympics in Beijing?
Is that what CNN was reporting about this morning?
Yeah. And so now I'm going to be honest.
News for 2022.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't see Frozen.
Future but, news.
But you know the gist of it.
But it did kind of intrigue me what they were talking about.
Yeah.
So I went and I listened to this song that they use. Anytime you're campaigning to get the Olympics or a big event, you might make a video with a song. And that's what Beijing did, trying to get the Olympic Committee to select them.
Right? All right, let's hear if China ripped off Arendelle. Yes. Very similar.
I'd love to sing along right now,
yeah,
but I can't.
Come to Beijing for the Olympics.
Anything I do would be offensive. I'm just going to sit here.
This is...
So this is Beijing's version.
Uh-huh.
Not version, this is their song.
Oh, there's a dude on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a listen to the actual Frozen.
Yeah.
Let's see how that one starts out.
Are they singing about China in they're the singing, Chinese version?
Well, they're trying to get the bid.
They're trying to get the bid. They won.
They got the bid.
And,
do you think the song put them over the edge?
Well, that's what they're saying. I mean, to the point where this made CNN. I mean, it made the news.
Ah, this is slow news day.
Can Disney sue China?
I don't know. Can you?
What are you going to do?
And what's the other beef going on right now with the Olympics? With Brazil?
Because
Brazil got the 2018.
Here's the thing.
Kelly.
It's the Summer Olympics, and a lot, you know, Summer Olympics, there's a lot of water sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have to be in the ocean.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, even though there's lots of beautiful 25-year-old girls in Brazil, the water in Brazil, well, it's got a high level of fecal matter.
Yeah.
And
during the summer.
To the point where even in, they don't think they have enough time to clean it up. Like, it's bad. Like,
yeah.
Really bad. To the point where the guy told him, if y'all pick us, we want you to pick us, but I'm not sure if we can clean up the water. But we'd be more than happy to have these water.
They better get started on it. Now, is it human or animal?
Yes, human.
Human.
Because you have to accept the fact there's animals.
Fish,
right.
Fish, yeah, you know,
yeah.
There's fish
poop. Shark and whale poo in there.
This is human waste in the water. And they have a lot of water events, like swimming and all that kind of stuff. You know?
Maybe they should put up more portable bathrooms on the beach. That still won't stop people. They don't want to go in there.
Well, no, there's been dumping. They're dumped.
Like
they're purposely
sewage is going in there.
Yes.
Why would somebody do that?
I want to take a different.
Really gonna make me think twice about going back to Brazil and hooking up with a little hot chick in a bikini.
Your girlfriend doesn't stop you from doing that.
Well, I'm just saying, if I were to do that,
man. You make this. Thank you, Al.
What?
You make my job so easy. Oh, gosh. All right, we're going to change things up.
Yeah, you've heard us do hashtag first world problems, but we have realized It's hard out there for a girl.
Oh, man. There were so many girl problems going on over the weekend with my girlfriends and I.
For example?
For instance, here's one of my own. The spray tan machine heater was broken, and it was so cold. I had to get out before the moisturizer coat.
Hashtag girl problems.
That is painful.
Oh, I bet it is.
You ever been spray tan with cold spray tan?
It's so
no, and that's
cold,
why it's girl problems.
Painful.
That's white girl problems. I get you.
Yeah, that's girl problems and white girl problems.
Oh, we got more, though, and we want to hear your girl problems.
All right.
800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEKY.
We'll get to your girl problems coming up next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I'm not lying when I say Jenna got extremely excited over this bit. Because she said, I have so many girl problems.
Yeah, because sometimes you just recognize things that you do in the moment, and you're like, oh my gosh, is this a first world problem? This is just a girl problem. Uh-huh. A lot of girls can relate to these things.
Yeah, we're doing hashtag girl problems.
Girl problems.
Because we've done first world problems in the past, but we started noticing, man, it's hard out there for a girl.
Yeah.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Get that number again slowly out for
800-543-3548.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, we decided to go with girl problems because of something Elena Davies told the production team.
Oops.
So, Elena's back in here. She'll go back there and answer your calls in a second. But what was your girl problem?
Well, I actually, on Friday night, my bank account and my liver said, we need a break.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, I see you. I respect that. So I went to bed early, slept all night, did that whole thing. Woke up at 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday.
Wow.
I know.
That is crazy that you could do that, Elena.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Well done.
Went into the bathroom, went to brush my teeth at 8:30 because I am so responsible.
Yeah.
Set my phone on my my bathroom counter and like went and reached to get something out of my cabinet.
Uh-oh.
Boob. Hit the phone.
Oh, no.
Man.
Shattered. Like, shattered.
You shattered your boob?
Your boob, Ronda Rousey'd the phone?
Yes.
Whoa.
In less than 34 seconds. It happened so fast. And I'm just like, how is this my life? Because it always happens when you're, like, out drinking and you, like, drop your phone in a bar and, like, you're so drunk. And I'm like, nope, sober, trying to brush my teeth. My boob broke my phone.
Hashtag girl problem.
So $250 later, I have a new screen on my phone.
All right.
Hashtag girl problem.
Not too bad.
Thank your boob for that.
Yeah.
Jenna?
Saturday night sitting at dinner with some friends for a girlfriend's birthday. My best girlfriend, Claudia, who actually works in the office, said aloud to the table, my Pilates instructor totally forgot to do one of the exercises and missed an entire leg. That's how she said it.
Missed an entire leg.
The Pilates instructor skipped an entire leg. And she goes, now I'm off balance. So now, hey, when you see her today, tell her one thigh looks way bigger than
your Your right thigh looks humongous, Claudia.
Oh, man, your right thigh looking great.
And I have another.
Oh, no.
Oh.
When you get a gel manicure?
Uh-huh.
You have to keep one hand under the UV light and the other one is being painted.
Uh-huh.
So you can't do anything.
Oh, these are girl problems.
Ow. It's true. You can't read.
I can't
be on
my
the page on a magazine.
I can't do anything. You just sit there.
You gotta sit there and think.
My wife does that every time.
Not when you get regular polish, because you could still play with the wet fingers, you know, the wet polish hands.
Do you put sunscreen on your hand before you stick it under that lamp?
What?
You should.
Kelly, do I look like I put sunscreen on enough?
They were saying you can get hand cancer.
Get hand tan?
I didn't know that, Kelly.
That's what I heard.
See, it's also dangerous being a girl.
Sometimes I put my phone in the UV.
We're doing
800-543-3548.
Go again. I was talking over you guys.
I can hear you.
800-543-3548.
There you go. We're doing hashtag girl problems.
Girl problems.
Come back to me if you.
Oh, we will.
I have one.
Jenna has.
I have another.
A plethora.
All right.
Michelle, what's your girl problems? Go ahead.
It really annoys me when I hit every green light on the way to work. When else am I supposed to do my makeup? Hashtag girl problems.
Right? Is that the truth?
I just want a red light to text.
Is that the truth?
To put my lip liner on?
When you want a red light, you can't catch one.
It's true.
And then when you're in a hurry, you catch every freaking red light.
So girls actually want
true.
Red lights.
Yes, you want red lights.
Yeah, if you want to put
sometimes.
Your makeup on. Yeah.
Is that what they were singing about in the red light special song?
No.
No, okay.
No, something very different.
Thank you, Michelle.
Very true, Michelle.
Good luck getting those red lights.
Thank you. Where else am I going to put my makeup on before you leave?
Nah.
Or when you get to work?
No, it's not always about putting makeup. Sometimes you like, you need to, oh my God, I've got to text this person, but I've got to get to a stoplight. Yeah. Or, oh my gosh, I've got to check and see if this email. And you can't because you catch every green light.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating.
I'm sorry, Kelly.
It can wait, Kelly.
Look, obviously it struck a chord with Kelly on that one.
That's true. And then you're in a hurry and you catch every, it's like, what the?
What is wrong with you,
life? Hate me?
I've actually seen this one firsthand happen, and it's not a good thing, Al.
Okay.
Monica, go ahead. Welcome to Girl Problems.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It took me 20 years to find the perfect shade of lipstick. Went with everything, day, evening. It was the only lipstick I needed. And what happened?
What?
They stopped selling it. So now I've got 50 shades of lipstick that I try to find that I love as much as I love the one. Hashtag girl problems.
No.
Boy.
No, they didn't.
I mean, everybody's striking such a chord with me.
It's hard
She's
out
right.
here for a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't.
What was that shade of lipstick that they took off?
It was called Rosa Rosa by Estee Lauder.
Oh.
Rosa Rosa.
Shame on you, Estee Lauder.
Laura Mercier discontinued Pixie after I finally found the color I loved. Went back to get it. We don't have Pixie.
No way.
Exactly. She's telling the truth.
Monica,
this happens all the time.
Do you guys complain? Do you go up to like Estee Lauder and go like, hey, Estee?
Are you supposed to write a letter?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they keep them ugly frosted shades. I mean, they keep the same, like the ones your grandmother wore when it was new. They still sell that
one. Of course.
Well, they're all pretty much the same.
I'm sorry, Monica.
And you ask, what do you have that's comparable? Nothing is comparable.
No.
Nothing is comparable.
They don't have Rosa Rosa. Now they have Rosa Rosa Rosa. And it's not the same.
Did you check the front of the bus?
Al.
Rosa Rosa.
A Rosa Parks joke, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you, Monica. I hope you find
Monica,
that Rosa 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 equivalent.
I'm getting all riled up this morning.
Go ahead, Jen. I know you have another one.
This one's bad.
Okay.
Embarrassing. One night I woke up thinking, literally, a spider was crawling down my throat. I was like, but it was just a fake eyelash strip.
So you're scared.
You know, they look like spiders, but you take them off the strip.
Yeah.
It was in my mouth, and I was like,
say that.
Girl problems.
Yeah, that never happened to me, Alan.
Nope,
you're good. All right,
yep.
Kelly. You got in the...
I've never had that happen, but I do wear the strip sometimes.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Molly, welcome to Girl Problems. Go ahead and share.
Well, I'm a big advocate of not washing my hair, but like once a week, and using dry shampoo like it's going out of style.
Shout out.
And I just read an article that dry shampoo isn't good for your hair, so you can't really have your cake and eat it too, I guess. Well, I work out every single morning and just dry out the sweat and put the dry shampoo on.
If it works for you, you keep doing it.
Problem.
You keep
doing
it.
Yeah, I just, you shouldn't be doing it back to back to back.
Yeah, just one time?
In between washes, yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
because it builds up?
Yeah, it builds up. And if you're working out a lot, there's...
Sweat.
Yeah, you get that greasy thing going.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Good luck with that, Molly.
Stuff.
I'm starting.
So maybe you should shampoo twice a week.
Twice a week, can we do that, Molly?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
There you go. There's your problem.
Okay. Yeah.
I do a wash, dirty the next day. Yeah. And then if I really don't have the time, then I do the dry shampoo. But then the wash has to come after that.
I'm starting to feel you girls with the hair thing now that I have my Sean from The Bachelorette hair.
Oh, do you have a girl problem?
Yeah.
What?
The hair thing. Like, it's hard to because you're not supposed to wash it every day. And I'm used to. And if I wash it, I don't get my good hair day going.
Yeah, it has to be just a little dirty.
Yeah.
It has to be.
That's hard.
Yeah. Really?
And I just start washing my hair without even meaning to sometimes, Al.
Hmm.
Hashtag girl problem.
You can rinse it. Just don't put shampoo in it.
Oh, I can rinse it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just rinse it.
Oh, I thought you were supposed to keep it dry.
You can get it wet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just don't want to... The shampoo takes all the oils out of the scalp.
I learned so much.
It's so hard,
Al. Yeah.
Deanne, what's going on in your car?
Hi, yes. I thought I needed a new cabin filter, so I went to AutoZone because I was having a smell in my car, and I was like, oh, you know what? When I got an oil change, they said a new cabin filter. That's probably what the smell is.
Right.
Well, my daughter was like, do you want me to pull my seat all the way up so that way we can clean it up?
Right.
So we started to clean it up, and when she pulled her seat all the way forward, there it was, a dead mouse, fur, eyes, tail, everything just dead under the seat.
Okay, I haven't had that girl problem.
That's a.
Well, I was like, there's no way I'm going to touch that. So I had my father-in-law come out and throw it out for me because I wasn't even going to look at it again.
Yeah, because girl. Yeah,
hashtag girls. Girl problem.
Yeah, I can't touch something dead.
Kelly would call Al.
Al came over.
Yeah, and he would come over 30 miles away.
I had a dead squirrel in my house. I guess George brought it in the house. I had a little doggy door. Either the squirrel came in and died. I don't know what happened. There wasn't a mark on the squirrel, was there, Al?
No,
just died.
It's dead, lying there in the middle. I was like, is this some mafia message to me? I didn't know what was going on.
Squirrel
and
mafia.
I called Al, and he came and got it. I wasn't touching it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Dan. That's And then you never stop smelling that smell.
It wasn't one of those. What type of car? Was it that kind of car with the
what was it?
With the little hamsters that drive it on the commercial?
The Kia?
Yeah. Never mind.
I had a rat in my car once.
What'd you do?
I dropped him off at his place.
Oh. Al, you don't stomp on her.
I didn't know it was a joke.
Al, this was like an assist over here. Get out of it.
I didn't know it was a joke.
Let's rewind and do it over, Jenna.
Oh, all right.
Go ahead.
You guys know I don't like this. It's never the same.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, nobody let somebody have a punchline around
here. Here comes. You dropped him off.
Oh, my mom. You dropped him off at the corner. Oh, I'm sorry.
You broke up with him.
I'm sorry. Jeez, Al.
Sorry.
Tammy Darlington, welcome to Girl Problems. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great, Tammy Darlington.
I'm sorry my last name is on there. Because this makes me sound really gross, but I'm a girl, and I think everybody can relate to this.
What?
So I've been needing to get a pedicure because I have an event tonight, and I'm so lazy that I didn't want to shave my legs. And now I have to shave my legs today to go get my pedicure, and that is a first world. I mean, that's a hashtag girl problem.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man, Tammy, yeah.
How many times a week do y'all have to shave your legs?
Oh, I mean, good question.
It depends on what you're doing.
Oh, my God. Let's see, Kelly, how many times a week?
I might shave, depending, you know, when I'm single, maybe twice.
Twice a week, Jenna?
So it used to be once.
Okay.
Now? But then I started taking that Biotin.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Amazon woman. My body was growing so fast, I had to stop. Too much grooming.
Well, it's just 2 to 3 times a week because they start itching.
Right.
You know, and when you get in bed at night, it's itchy.
Mm-hmm. My beard.
And so,
but everything's off. Like, armpits have to be every day, legs twice a week.
Tammy, what about you? How often do you shave?
Well, okay, so I've been married 18 years, and
once.
Never.
Once a week.
She'll shave for the lady at a pedicure place, but not for her man.
Yeah, I love
true or false, Tammy? Is that true or false?
That is true.
That's the way that goes.
Thank you, Tammy.
Maybe you going to get a pedicure anytime soon?
Oh, your husband's going to be so excited.
He gets so pumped.
I've got my flip-flops in my bag today because I'm going to get a pedicure too. So I shaved yesterday because I knew we're going to have time today.
You guys care more about the pedicure.
Yeah, you don't want to feel your hairy leg.
Plus they judge you.
You're not supposed to do it right before you go.
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Now you go all the way or just up to the kneecap?
Oh.
You've known to do that.
I go to just above the knee.
Okay.
What? I save the thighs for special occasions.
What?
You didn't know that, Jenna? Yeah, Kelly doesn't shave the thighs all the time.
Why? What's going on up there? You need to shave.
Oh, my gosh. I like go to my chin.
Why? What's going on up there that you need to shave?
I wear jean shorts, so I got to shave all the way.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all are funny today. Y'all are funny to me today.
Yeah.
I love
just
girl problems.
Back listening today. Y'all are funny to me today. Oh, my God.
I think we're going to do girl problems again.
I think so.
Wait, I know. I didn't even get to, like, there's most like, of my
Jenna,
list.
Save it.
We're going to do this again, Jenna.
We've got, like, 10 on hold right now.
I mean, we have so many we wish we could get to. Thank you so much for calling if we didn't get to you. We'll
stay on
promise.
The line.
Get their numbers.
Stay on the line. We're going to
get their numbers.
We're going to do this again. And go ahead.
What we should do. When you're on hold, we should get numbers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I literally just told Elena, grab these because they're all good.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Got two pairs of tickets to the MTV VMAs right here for you.
Oh, really?
We even got two airplane tickets so you can get out to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also hook you up with $150 to shop at Top Shop or Top Man.
Cool.
With the MTV VMAs photo theme of the day.
Yes. Today's theme.
What is it, Jenna?
Is beef.
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 Hey.
So what do we do? What do I do with that beef theme?
So this is the thing. Hey, you can take your own creative liberties with this theme. I interpret it as the Taylor Swift, Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry beef. that we've been talking about.
It's a three-way beef.
Most prominently, yeah, with this year's MTV VMAs. So this is what you got to do. You got to post a photo or a video to your Instagram or Twitter. You got to use the hashtag KidNation, K-I-D-D, Nation, VMA.
Yep.
And today's theme is beef.
Beef.
So interpret it however you like. Maybe you want to do a photo collage of you and a celebrity that you want to start a beef with. Maybe there's another real person you have a beef with and you want to post a cool photo. Maybe you're just eating some beef.
Yeah, you could just eat some beef.
Take a picture with a cow.
Why not?
Needs to go with the theme, though.
We'll announce the winner Friday, August 14th, which is also the same day we announced the winner of our Rockstar Challenge. And we'll find out who gets the Rockstar Suite during our family vacation.
I just had Matthew from Old Dominion call in.
Yes, you did. I was up 2-0.
And I still got one or two more tricks up my sleeve.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. There's plenty of time left, Al. It's early in the race. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
There you go.
You want a feel-good story of the day?
Sure.
Yeah.
So there's a 13-year-old named Sage Seibold. She lives in Cement, Oklahoma. And she lost her daddy, Johnny, to cancer back in May.
Okay.
So about a month later, she and her mom went to visit the grave on Father's Day. And they released some balloons with a note. And they said, if you find this note, please contact us. Get in touch with us.
Sweet. All right.
And it did
something fun for the little girl to look for.
Yeah,
to.
You know, so just to see what happens and who gets the note. Maybe you create a friendship with these people.
Yeah.
Didn't go well at first because it got tangled in some power lines, but then a gust of wind eventually blew them away, and Sage watched them drift into the sky. And she was crying, and of course it's a sad time. After that, she and her mom ran some errands for a few hours and then drove home, but then Sage noticed something in a field about a few hundred feet away from their house.
He was diagnosed in September, and he passed away in May. Anyway, we thought the idea of the balloon, sending a balloon to heaven to her dad, was a good idea. It had upset her, and I just remember, please God, let these balloons fly for her.
It was right here, hanging on this one.
What are the chances? I think I started crying because it was just like it was a message from him. It has given us a lot of peace and, you know, just feeling good about where he's at.
The balloons landed in their backyard.
Wow.
25 miles away.
Man, what are the chances of that? That's
isn't that crazy?
Crazy coincidence.
I don't know, Jenna.
Jenna doesn't believe it's a message.
What do you think it is, Jenna?
It's a crazy coincidence.
I just said what I thought it was. I just told you what I thought it was.
That's weird.
I tell you, man,
what are the odds?
Signs like that, you know, when I lost Stretch, I went home. I hadn't touched my bicycle in over a year. Had not touched it, not even to move it, to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
That night that I buried Stretch, my dog, for 16 years, the taillight on my bike started blinking. Just blinked out of the blue. Stretch didn't ride no bicycle.
Blink.
I said, Stretch.
You know, where signs are where you look for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Max,
but come on.
If you see a sign bad enough, you will see a sign. No, I'm talking about the taillight.
Yeah, the taillight. That's weird. I think, Al, you just bumped
Blinky
it.
Blinky taillight. Thing.
I didn't bump it.
You bumped it.
I didn't touch that bike.
Yeah, I think you bumped it or something.
Kelly didn't believe my sign. You believe a little white girl sign.
You know what? I ask for signs all the time.
Yeah. I'd like signs.
And, you know, sometimes that had to be a sign. That was a sign. Okay, that was a sign.
Yeah.
It's only the signs that you want it to be, though, right? You know, it's never a sign like, if this isn't what it should be, you know what I'm
saying?
Let
me know. Yep.
I've said it before.
Want the signs to fit what you want
Show
it to
be. Show me a sign. Exactly. Show me a sign,
like
Lord.
Red flags. Like, we ignore red flags with things.
I'm like, if he does this, then he's the one. Of course he's going to do it.
If he blinks.
You got to ask for something real out of the ordinary.
Right.
Real, like, almost supernatural to happen.
Like this.
Out of the ordinary. This is kind of off the subject. But okay. out of the ordinary, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, did you see this?
He's a soccer player.
Yeah.
Makes lots of money.
The most famous one, probably, besides Messi.
His agent got married. He bought the man a Greek island.
An island.
Nice. In the island.
Island. A Greek one.
Well, you know, Greece is having some issues right now. How much was that really?
Yeah, you might have got it on a foreclosure list.
For real.
But it has, like, I didn't know. There's, I think it's called privateislands.com.
Oh,
you can buy them?
And you can buy islands.
How do you think Johnny Depp got his? Yeah.
You can buy
it. Let's get one.
There's tons of uninhabited islands.
But is that
how much? Like $500?
Is that like buying a cell phone?
You gotta get electricity, plumbing, hookup.
Exactly. A government.
How do you re-gift an island?
You can't.
You can't. Well, actually, you could. Hey, man, I got you an island.
Yeah, once you set it all up.
It's got the black plague, but whatever. You can deal with that.
But, like, you'd hate to give somebody a puppy because the person's got to feed the puppy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, thanks for the island.
Yeah, I got to get over there.
And we got to settle, real quick, too, we got to settle a debate.
All right.
Because there's people fighting.
Okay.
Is it wheelbarrow or wheelbarrel?
I did not know I was starting something.
Kelly,
I just questioned.
People are fighting.
Because we were talking earlier about people think you're saying something right all your life, and then suddenly you realize, I've been saying that wrong all this time. And I questioned, is it wheelbarrow or wheelbarrel?
Yeah.
Because I've always said wheelbarrel.
I thought barrel
and I was
as
like,
well.
But then that was my country little bumpkin
it is.
Behind
yeah, South Carolina.
It. And is it wheelbarrow?
It's barrow.
It's barrow.
It's barrow.
It's
according
barrow.
To the dictionary and Wikipedia and everything
Depot.
Out there.
And Home Depot.
It's a two-wheeled hand cart used especially by street vendors in Britain.
Barrow.
And that's barrow. B-A-R-R-O-W.
Well, we're not British, are we?
So it's settled. It's barrow.
Oh,
it's barrow.
It's settled because you said it's settled?
No, it's settled because the world
Maybe
says so.
We'd rather say wheelbarrow.
I even tried typing it on Google because I used to think it was barrel, and Google told me, did you mean wheelbarrow?
It's kind of funny because now
condescending
Google. People have been tweeting and dropping us messages about what they mispronounced. I thought this was funny. Our listener Tasha wrote, when I was little, I thought Parmesan cheese was actually Farmer John cheese.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.